on recently is redoing my burned Explorer, and I have I welded in studs for the driver's seat and put the driver's seat in, and I put my driver's seat seatbelt and passenger side seatbelt in, and then tomorrow I need to put in studs for the passenger seat and then anchor that thing down. And once I get all that lined up properly, then I'll go ahead and remove the seats and work on reinstalling the interior. But one thing that I do need to find out, I was thinking about redoing the entire inside of the vehicle with this substance. You can look up Hushmat, H-U-S-H-M-A-T. And there's many different brands of it now. That was one of the original brands. But it's basically a rubber and a foil, a layer of rubber and a layer of foil, two different layers. And it is used for noise insulating and thermo insulating the inside of the vehicle. Now I'm thinking about doing the entire inside of the vehicle and that stuff, so it'll be really quiet going down the road, and it also won't get as heat saturated in the summer or as cold in the winter, and when the air is blowing, it will keep the vehicle much closer to a reasonable temperature rather than getting hot. So I'm thinking about redoing my interior with that stuff before I reinstall the headliner and carpet and all the plastic panels and things.
KJ4WZM, KC4EZM. Yeah, I have heard of that, and probably you're going to enjoy the quietness of the vehicle. I'm not real sure how well it works for insulation. I think when you're driving it and your heater or air conditioner running it, it's going to be a help. But just sitting out in the hot sun, unless you put the things up in the windshield and whatever, I think it's still going to get hot inside. It may take you a little longer, but it's still going to get hot. But I think it will make for a much, much quieter vehicle. That would be kind of nice. I can semi-imagine that with the tires you're going to put on it and some of the engine noise, that it may not be super quiet.
That's one of the reasons I'm trying to put all that material in it, is it should make the vehicle quieter, at least compensate for the increase of noise. I know it's going to have more wind noise and more tire noise and stuff like that, so I'm trying to cut down on that. And I was tapping around on the roof today, and I bet that once I put that stuff all through it, that the vehicle will actually be quieter inside when it rains, too. Because the only sound at that point, it'll deaden the roof of the vehicle a lot if I put that material in there. And the main source of sound at that point would be the windshield, which is still pretty noisy when it rains. So, but I'll have a reduced amount of noise from underneath the vehicle from the water spray from the tires, and then the raindrops on the roof. That'll die down some. At least I'm imagining it would. I don't know in reality how much of a difference it would make, but I'm hoping it would make some. I know that stuff is expensive.
I was just curious, does that stuff glue in, or how do you attach it to the vehicle? I know the only time that I have ever done anything like that, it was an experience, let me just say that. I had a 49 Plymouth and decided that burlap was a really good material to redo the inside of that car with, it didn't look bad. And basically I took the, it had the ribs across the top, and you know, the whole headliner, instead of being a molded thing like it is now, was strips of cloth about, I don't know, 14, 18 inches wide, and then there was a little loop in it, and this rib fed through it, and that kept the inside, you know, from sagging down. But burlap's not the best material to pick. That was a learning and a discovery experience. I guess maybe if I'd have been using my head, I would have realized that I had the only car that had burlap seat covers and headliner in it. And that ought to tell you something. Took me a while to figure it out.
Interesting. So the application for this stuff, it is sticky on one side, and you peel off the paper or plastic little coating on it, and it is a sheet of adhesive on one side, and you just push it against whatever surface you're trying to attach it to, and it'll adhere to it pretty well. So that's how that works.
That would make it easy, and I guess then the next thought is, how much space, don't know what the headliner inside your vehicle is, how it's made. I know, in my car and in my little Nissan pickup truck, it was a molded piece of, I'm going to say cardboard. It wasn't really, cardboard like we think cardboard, but I had that, I had to have it redone. The original cloth turned loose from the backing, and it was tickling the hair on the top of my head. So I took it out to a place, and they basically scraped all that stuff off and re-glued some new cloth, and it's still there. But I guess there is space between the headliner and the metal of the vehicle was what I was getting around to be sure that you didn't put insulation in there and then not have room left for the headliner.
Get back to what you're saying. So basically, the headliner is mostly made out of an extremely nasty and disgusting material, which I absolutely abhor. And to describe this, basically, it is what I would call is the main ingredient is fiberglass. It is compacted, matted, probably adhesive together in basically similar to a layer of cardboard for thickness. And that stuff is not my friend. I cannot handle it at all without getting fiberglass all through my skin. No matter what I do, I end up itching for about a week afterwards. I can't stand it. But then it also has a layer of fabric, which used to be fully adhered to that stuff, but now it's not adhered very well at all. It has kind of, become unadhesive over time in little pockets, and I'm trying to figure out how I want to re-adhesive it in place. It's not scratched yet. It's actually in pretty decent shape. It's definitely not terrible, but I would like to figure out how to re-adhesive that really, really thin fabric material before it all starts coming down, because I know that when I go to remove the headliner, that's going to exacerbate the problem there and make it worse.
AJ4WZM, KC4EZN. Well, that's essentially what happened in my little truck. Now, this is a little 2000 Nissan, so we're not talking about a huge piece of headliner, but basically the cloth turned loose from whatever the backing was, and I did a whole lot of looking around and trying to figure out, and I came up with two or three different ideas, get a can of some kind of spray adhesive and poke a little tiny hole in the cloth and spray it up in there and then smooth it down with your hand, and eventually decided that that kind of fell into the same category as the burlap headliner. Nobody else had ever done that, so I did some checking around and found a place here in Asheville that would do that kind of work. And basically what they did was they took that whole headliner out and pull the old cloth off. And that old cloth, the thing that I didn't, that I really didn't appreciate until I found out, that cloth had a thin foam backing, like maybe an eighth of an inch thick. And that foam, due to time and heat, just deteriorated. It went from being a foam to being powder. And when it turned into powder, that's when it turned loose from the backing. But they basically pulled that out and scraped all that mess off and then re-glued a new piece of cloth on it. Oh, that was... So I think you might want to shop around down there and see if there is somebody that does that. It might be worth your money or to pay somebody to do that. Casey Voorhees in.
It would be better to solve the problem before I go and put it in, knowing that it's already going to fall down over time. Lucky for me, the areas where it has started to fall down on, it's not in the middle, it's at the edge. So, it should be a fairly easy fix if I want to keep the original fabric material. It's going to require some work.
It's on the edge. You might be able to get some kind of spray adhesive and, you know, work that back by hand. Let's see, mine was falling down in the middle. And the only way you get to the middle is to peel it back from the edges. If you're going to do that, then you just replace the whole thing. And I think this is going back too many years ago, but I think I paid about $80 to get that thing done, and it's probably been 8 years since I had that done, so probably triple that cost now. And then looking at the size of your vehicle, I'm assuming that your whole headliner is all one big piece. I don't know if it's got any seams in it or not, but I don't know. I'd have to think real hard about that now. Casey Voorhees in.
Headliners are not cheap anymore either. You can buy new ones. But the other thing is, I have the Eddie Bauer one, and it has the sunroof in it. So it would cost more than normal for that. I'm looking at the Ford Ranger stuff here. I can't find one for my Explorer specifically. The Ford Ranger ones, and you know how small of a ceiling that is. They're selling these for $300 online. But for my carpet interiors, it's around $200 for the whole carpet, for the whole vehicle. Well, that's actually impressive. That's not that bad, $200 to $300. But I already have a carpet for it. It's the headliner that's the issue.
Well, just sit down one day and lay down in the middle of it and stare up at it and think about it. Maybe a little bit of inspiration comes along. Like I say, if the middle is stuck down real tight, you know, it's in good shape, I would think real hard about maybe doing something myself around the edges, because I'm assuming that there is trim and things like that, you know, cover up the edges. So as long as you were kind of neat and didn't get any adhesive on the visible side of it, you might be able to come up with something. It might be something like, I'm thinking of contact cement or rubber glue, or I don't know, you just have to look around and see what's available. Something like that you could put on maybe by hand that would keep the edges looking neat. Anyway, that's one of those things that pay a whole lot of money and pay somebody to fix it, but you probably got some other priorities first. Casey Voorhees in.
For WZM. And that headliner is actually only about 2 or 3% of it has bubbled at all as far as coming down, and none of it's dangling. It's just that it has, you can see that the fabric, if you know what you're looking for, the fabric has pulled away from the backing in a couple little small areas about the size of my hand. so probably two or three handprints in size is the sum total of the entire headliner that's bubbled out and hanging down at all. So very little of it. It's not bad. And probably very, very, very fixable. And I hate to throw out a whole headliner over an issue that minor. Over time, I'm sure more of it will sag down, but it's going to take some time. It took 30 years for it. It won't take 30 years to fully mess up the rest of it, but it'll probably still be good for a while, especially if I fix the problem areas.
I'm just sitting here thinking, if you got the headliner out so that you got it, you know, turned upside down, you know, just sitting on the ground or on a table or something, if you could figure out a way to work some adhesive inside those bubbles, you might be able to work that out by hand and just kind of let gravity, you know, make the cloth go back down to where it's supposed to be. I know trying to push it up and make it stay there, I thought about that, and I couldn't figure out how to make that work. But if you got the liner out so you can turn it upside down, that might solve your problem.
I even thought of taking a can of hairspray and spraying it in those bubble spots.
Thought about hairspray, but I might be willing to give that a try. If you could get, you know, the little plastic tube that you get on some of these spray cans, if you had that, you could work it in the fabric to where you could spray around on the inside without leaving a big hole in it, and then just lightly smooth it over with your hand. That just might do it.
It wouldn't take much at all to fix it. It's pretty insignificant. The biggest thing that I've worried about as far as rubber cement goes and things like that is you never know in a plastic and styrofoam setting what is a solvent to what, especially when it comes to plastics and foams and adhesives, because you might go to apply some form of adhesive in there only to find out that it's a solvent to the plastic-based fabric that is used. And then your whole headliner melts out in great big holes. So that's the other thing I've been worried about.
Find something that's water-based, and then read the label on that can of hairspray. If it says acetone or something like a ketone or anything that's an O-N-E, I'd stay away from that because that is a solvent for a lot of those plastics, and especially some of those urethane foams that they put on the back of that cloth when they made that headliner to give it a little bit of fluffy texture. You know, when you touch it, it doesn't feel rock hard. Because all that is foam rubber with a whole lot of air in it, and that solvent could do just exactly what you're saying. But read the labels before you do anything.
Definitely thinking about it. And I can guarantee one thing: Elmer's school glue ain't a solvent for it. I bet if I used a little bit of that stuff, it would hold. But my only question is, how long would it hold for? That I don't know, because that stuff, it does deteriorate over time. So I'm not sure. But it at least gives me an idea of something to play with for a little while. I'm sure I'll get it figured out. That headliner is still in my parts vehicle. I have not removed it yet. I tore the other headliner out, the one that burned up. I yanked it out, and it came out in little bitty pieces because I just brutally yanked it out of the ceiling. So this one, I've got to be much more delicate in what I do in removing it. And put all the different pieces in plastic bags and label them and all that good stuff, because I don't need anything damaged or lost. But I know this project is about to get underway pretty decently, and all I got to figure out is if I'm going to get that, well, I'll just call it Hush Mat for now. The brand name is expensive, I'm planning on getting some off-brand version that does essentially the same thing, because there's a million of them now. But I'm planning on getting that stuff, at least thinking about it. So either I'm going to get that pretty quick, or I won't do it at all and just throw in the interior that I've got. And I haven't decided yet, but I'll be coming to a decision one way or the other on that pretty soon. As soon as I finish with these seats, I'll decide. But that's about all it's new on my end. KC4EZN, KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM, KC4EZN. Yeah, that's about it here, too. I think I'm about ready to put me in the bed. I know 10:30 sounds like it's early, but I did not take a nap this afternoon, so I've got a little catching up to do, and today turned out to be one of those busy days. I was trying to build an antenna for a friend, and put it up in my yard, and finally came to the conclusion that I had built one of the components backwards. It's one of those things that if you had asked me intellectually, I would have told you how to do it, but when I was doing it, finally dawned on me that I made one part backwards, which basically means that the transformer's got the wrong impedance. And, my tuner was sending me a message that it was struggling, and I thought, well, now I just built this thing. It's brand new and made sure, but anyway, I did some further checking, and you know, when you have a transformer, you have your windings all going in the same direction, and it just finally dawned on me that when I put that thing together, I reversed ends on the thing, and I'm not sure what that did, but my tuner told me it was not happy, and this antenna is a resonant antenna, so the tuner shouldn't even have to be doing anything, so anyway, I got another one made, and I'll put it together tomorrow, but it's kept me busy today. Got a friend who is brand new ham, and he's having a whole lot of fun, and he likes to do these parts on the air stuff, and is looking for a simple antenna to put up. He's somewhat handicapped. He's got a had some strokes and is in a wheelchair, his electric chair. So his ability to get some things done is a little bit limited. So we were trying to come up with some pieces that he could, you know, put together himself. And I think he can do this, but it's kind of like putting kind of like putting your ring gear and pinion in backwards and wondering why when you put the thing in first gear, the vehicle went backwards instead of forwards. And I think that's what I did. With that, Daniel, we'll turn it back to you. Enjoyed talking to you. And my radio just told me that I talked too long, so I'm going to say 7-3 tonight, Daniel. We'll talk at you some more later on KJ4WZM, KC4EZM.
Sounds great. And looking forward to catching up with you later on down the vlog. Kind of sat out that little intended project, but I have to tell you, that's always how projects go for me. You get something in your head, it's like, oh, it's going to be a simple little plan here. Follow these steps, A through Z, then it's done, put it together, and voila, it works. It never works that way. You always run into one problem, and then another problem, and then another problem. Finally, you fix it, and it ends up better than you had anticipated. It's like, well, that was worth it, but that sure took a while. At least that's how my projects always go. It never works out right the first time, but the final result has always been better than I originally anticipated. So I guess it's worth the pain and heartache and aggravation. That's the way my vehicle project has been, and I know I'm going to enjoy it when it's done. And it'll be probably better than what I had anticipated it would be. But good grief. Sometimes I wish I could skip all the hardships and just jump to the end result. But that's the entire problem with my generation, so I just grit my teeth and bear with it. So, with that, Harry, I'll go ahead and sign with you for now. I am going to send you a quick message real quick, though, probably over Messenger or something. I have something to tell you off the air. But with that, I guess I'll go ahead and wrap it up and close out the net for the night. But it's been great talking to you, Harry, and we'll catch you later on down the log. It's been great talking to you. Thanks for hanging around for comments. I definitely enjoyed it. KC4EZN, KJ4WZM, 73's to you, Harry.
Great, and have a good night, Daniel, KC4EZN.
Same for check-ins. Check-ins or comments, call KJ4WZM. For the night, and I had 64 check-ins for tonight, folks. And we'll go ahead and get this net report typed up and get this show on the road. KJ4WZM now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73's to everybody, and good night.